today's daf is Vavasra daf Kuf Nun. We left off on daf Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis, or maybe we've even got to Kuf Nun Amid Aleph, but we're going to go back to Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis. And the first thing we're going to discuss is that we mentioned that if a Shchiv Mera is Mishayer Karka Kolshehu, he gives away all of his Nechasim, but he leaves out Karka Kolshehu, and then he gets better, the Matana is still a valid Matana, because he left something for himself. So we're going to discuss, does Karka necessarily mean Karka, and does kolshu necessarily mean kolshu? Maybe kolshu means more than kolshu. Maybe karka includes even other things other than karka. So we're going to discuss in general, we're going to try to explore whether those two words are always dafka or sometimes are lav dafka. Then we're going to define what the word metaltalin means. The Gemara is going to bring two rayos, whether an eved has a din of metaltalin. We know one of the basics of Nezikin is eved hukash lekarkaos. Yes, an eved is hukash lekarkos in terms of the darke kinyanim, in terms of the way that one is kona an eved, but maybe in terms of the lashon b'nei adam, the way that people speak, I'm selling you all of my karka. Does he mean to say that he's selling his avadim as well, or is an eved not considered like regular karka? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to list five cases where there's a difference in the chalos hakinyin, in whether the kinyan is chal, depending on whether you say, on whether you write kol nechasim, or you leave out karka kol shehu. So our case, obviously, the Shchiv Mera is one of those five, where there's a huge difference, whether you give everything, or you are mishayer a karka kol shehu. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to give several different examples of what's included in the word nechasim. We're going to try to define the term nechasim, and we'll give eight different examples of what might be included in the term nechasim. So let us begin, daf kuf mem tes amud beis. We'll go all the way back to Maskifla Rav Yosef. So the Gemara had said that if you're Meshayer, Karka, Kol Shehu, then, and as a Shchiv Mera, then the Kinyan is going to be Chal regardless. So ask the Gemara, Maskifla Rav Yosef, Umay Kavanta, why is this considered to be a teaching that is so 100% Mechuvan? Mandi Amar Metaltalin, Karka Tanan, meaning if you said that it even works if you're Meshayer Metaltalin, what do you do with the fact that the Mishnah used the word Karka? Mandi Amar Kadei Parnasaso, and if you hold like the Shita that says that even if you're Meshayer, it only works to be Meshayer if you're Meshayer Kadei Parnasaso, enough to support a person, yeah, well, why does it say Kolshu? Kolshu doesn't sound like Kidei Parnasaso. It sounds like much less. Even before we get to answering that question, what exactly is Kidei Parnasaso? Kidei Parnasaso means enough to support the person. For how long? You know, sometimes enough to support the person for a day is very different than for a year, which is very different than for the rest of his life. So there is a comment in our Gemara. The Sma quotes from the Bali Iter, Choshe Mishpatzim Reish Nun, Sivkat Yud Zayin, that Kidei Parnasaso means Yud Beis Chodesh, the amount that he would need to live for 12 months. That's, which is stunning, that Shir Karka Kolshu means that you leave out from your Matana 12 months worth of support. Many people don't have that amount of money on hand to begin with, but that's the shiur that we're talking about. The Sma says that it seems that the Rush doesn't hold, that 12 months is even enough, that it's got to be more than 12 months, because it says the Rush says you have to leave enough keren so that you can be mistaker min arevach for Yud Beis Chodesh, that whatever profits you make from this karka will be enough to support a person for 12 months. The Bala Iter holds 12 months in total. The Rav Zilberstein in Chashuk Echemet tries to draw a parallel to this. He had a Shaila, case was an Ashir who lived in Eretz Yisrael wanted to help support someone who was coming to make Aliyah. So a lot of governments do things like this. You know, well, certainly the Israeli government tries to help on some level to encourage Aliyah. So this Ashir, on a personal level, told somebody, for the first Kufa that you're here, I'll support you till you get settled, you find a job. But he didn't say exactly till when, but he said the first kufa, the first time period that you're here, I'll support you. Then the guy died, and his yorshim want to fulfill his guarantee, his promise to this Ola Chadash, and they have no idea what's the first kufa. First kufa is like the first week, the first year, what exactly? So Rav Zilberstein thought, maybe you can be done from this sugya, that if Yud Beis Chodesh is Kedei Parnasaso, it's not Kedei Parnasaso forever, but it means you'll be mefarnisim for Yud Beis Chodesh, so maybe it means 12 months. Although there's a stronger svara to say that it's got nothing to do with this sugya, that it would probably relate to the kind of benefits that a government would give, meaning the amount of time that it takes an average person to get settled, to find a job, which also can vary and is very hard to estimate, but one would imagine is a little bit less than 12 months. But anyway, that's what the term kedei parnasaso means in this context. But says the Gemara now, how do we explain that shir karka kolshu means leaving out anything, not just karka, metatlin also, and not just kolshu, it's got to be kedei parnasaso. Samle abai v'kalecha tani karka, karka dafka? What? Do you think every time it says the word karka, it means dafka karka? It's not true. V'atnan, the Mishnah says, ha-kosev kol nechasov li'avdo, yatsa ben charin. If you write that you're giving all of your nechasim to the Eved goes free. Why? Because the Eved is some of your nechasim, meaning he himself is one of your nechasim. So you're giving him himself. Shir karka kol shehu lo yotze ben charin. If you leave out a little bit of karka, he does not go out free, because an eved is hukash lekarkaos. An eved is compared to karka, so the karka kol shehu that you might be leaving out is the eved himself. So it turns out that he's not yotze ben charin. Oh, and if he's not yotze ben charin, then not only is he not free, but he's not kona anything, because an eved can't be kona anything. Kol mashe kona eved kona. It's not going to help to be makna something to an eved. So if he says karka kolshu, he's not kona anything. Rashbam points out v'uadin imamar chutz mi metaltlin kolshu. We're going to see soon that even if he says I'm leaving out some metaltlin, it's also he's not going to go free, because maybe that eved is the metaltlin that he's actually being mishayer. But if he says kol nechasai nesunum la chutz mi sade ploni, then he actually is a ben charin. If he says, I'm giving you everything I've got except for that field and that spot, so then the Eved actually does go free, because the Eved is definitely not Oso Sada. So we'll see. That's going to be to discussion in today's daf, that an Eved is Hukash Lekarka in the Darkei Kinyanin, but in a certain way he's also like Metaltalim. So we're going to see in what sense he's like Metaltalim as well. Because the Gemara has an expression, Karka Denaidi, that he's Karka, that he moves. So it's different. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Li Olam Hu Ben Chorin, the Eved is going to, even if you leave out Karka Kol Shehu, we assume you're not leaving out the Eved, that the Eved is part of what you are giving him, because he would not be labeled as the Karka Stam, as the Karka Kol Shehu Stam, unless you say I'm leaving out Echad Miribo of my Nechasim, 1/10,000th of my Nechasim. So that might be a reference to the Eved. Why would you call the Eved Echad Miribo min Nechasai? So Rashi writes in elsewhere in Shas, in Maseches Gittin, that it's that you're saying that you're Chashu Be'enai ke Echad Miribo shel Nechasim, which makes it sound like it's an insult. No, that he's who's so rich that the actual value of the Eved is less than 1/10,000th of the Nechasim. Rashbam though says V'derech Kavod, in the bottom line of Rashbam over here, Derech kavod kasav liavdo kach. It's a derech kavod to write to the Eved in such a way, to say Echad Miribo. But either way, it may actually be referring to the Eved, and therefore he is not Yotzei L'Cherus, he is not being Kon himself. V'yamer Avdimi Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Asu Metaltel in Shiur Eitzel Eved, V'lo Asu Metaltel in Shiur Eitzel Ksuba, that we do consider Metaltel in a Shiur, L'gabe the Eved, as leaving something out, L'gabe the Eved, meaning the Eved may be that Metaltel that you're leaving out, but not, it does not, it is not considered a shiur when it comes to ksuba. What does that mean? It's not considered a shiur when it comes to ksuba. So Rashbam explains: V'losu metatli shiur etzel ksuba ditznan gabe yidim mesachs peo pirkin v'la'el maisinala. We quote this earlier: parshinala hakosev nechasov levanav. Let's say you say I'm giving all of my possessions to my children. V'kosev liishto karka kolshu, and he gives a karka kolshu to his wife. of the ksubasa, just by the virtue of the fact that she's receiving karka kolshu, she loses the rights to her ksuba entirely. And the yukimta is that she didn't say anything when she received that, when she saw that all the nechasim were going to the banim except for that karka kolshu. So pirush of Nachman, kimin shasah shutefes bein abanim of the ksubasa to be karka kolshu shashir la shlonas lebanav machla ksubasa. The assumption is that since she's getting that karka kolshu, she's willing to forego her entire ksuba. Vidavka karka kolshu, but that's only if it's karka kolshu. Alvashir lo v'kasvu metaltul in kolshu lo of the ksubasa. But if he says, I'm giving everything to my sons except for a little metaltul I'm giving to my wife, then she does not lose her ksuba, because the ikur gviyas ksuba has to come from karka and not from metaltul. So she has a smichus das that she's comfortable with receiving some karka, but not with receiving some metaltulin. So that's the difference between karka and metaltulin with regard to shiur of a ksuba. But al kalpanim, you see from Rabbi Elazar, who said asu metaltulin shiur etzel eved, that even though it's said by the eved, if you shiur karka kol shehu, that it didn't mean necessarily karka, it meant metaltulin as well. So maybe the same is true in our case of the Shchiv Meira, that if the Shchiv Meira is Mishayer Karka Kolshu, maybe it means even if he's Mishayer Metaltalin Kolshu, and then he gets better, that the Matana is Kayam, that it still counts as a valid Matana. So the Gemara explains, no, you can't necessarily make that comparison. Hasam, Badinu Delo Lisni Karka. Va'aydi Tatana Resha, Rabbi Kiva Omer Karka Kolshu, Chayavs Bepeya, Bibikurim, Velichta Valayim Pruzbul, Velichta Mesimam Lichasam, Shein Lamachrais, Bekasim Shar Bechazaka, Mishamachi Katani Karka. Maybe by the Ksuba, you're right, metaltalin is the same as karka when it comes to ksuba. The word karka was lav dafka. But why did it choose to use the word karka? Because it was building off of a resha where the word karka was dafka, where the word karka was very precise and the halachos were clearly limited to what is karka. So once it was already on the topic of karka in the resha, it stuck with the lashon of karka in the seif. But by us, by Shchiv Meira, the only reason it would use karka is if it would use the word karka is if it means karka. By the case of the ksuba, he used the word karka agav the resha. Very often, the Mishnah will do that to keep it consistent with the lashonos that we've been using up until that point. We'll use the same lashon again. That's what was going on by ksuba. You can't make a tzushtel though. You can't say, oh, by ksuba, the word karka means even metalflin. Over here also, the word karka means even metaltalin. What was that resha? So the resha had said that if you have a karka kol shu, you're chayiv in peya. Peya, leaving off a corner of the field for the aniyim to take, that's dafka din in karka. Karka kol shu, you're chayiv in bringing bikurim, the seven minim, the first fruits, to the base of Migdash. If you have karka kol shu, then you can write a prusbul. If the borrower does not own karka kol shu, then there's no, then prusbul, they were never sakin, the possibility of prosbul. And the other halacha related to karka is kinyan, that there is a kinyan called agav, that you can be kona on metaltalin with kinyane karka by being kona karka, meaning I don't have to do a kinyan hagba on this book or on this recorder or on any sort of metaltalin. If I am kona the karka with the kinyane karka, I could be kona the metaltalin automatically agav the karka. But that's dafka din in karka. It had to say karka in that case. Now, each of these examples is a sugya in their own right, but just to make a quick mention over here, a karka kolshu is chayv in peya. The Rashbam points out that when it comes to the mitzvah of peya, karka has to be dafka. Because let's say you only own the peros of the field, you didn't own the karka in which it grew, you would not be chayv in peya in such a case. Rashash is bothered. The Rashash in the third parak of peya points out that the Mishnah in third parak of peya says that someone who's kona kilchei ilanos, he's kona the stalks of trees together with the peros betoch stei chavera, which means he's not kona the karka, he's only kona the peros, he's chayv in peya. So apparently you don't need to own the karka in order to be a meaning of the Mishnah. It's enough in the Mishnah in Meseches Peya that you don't need to own the karka. So the Mikdash Davidi suggests that even though the Bala Peros is chayv in peya, even if he doesn't have bailus on the karka, but you don't need the bailus on the karka to be a bar chiyuva. A yidei bailus shel Yisrael ala karka, bailus Yisrael acher ala peros, the chiyuv is going to be chal. Meaning, if a Jew owns the karka and another Jew owns the peros, then the chiyuv will be chal on the bala peros to be mafresh the peya. But let's say the karka is not even shayich to a bar chiyuva. The karka is owned by nobody who would be chayiv in peya. For example, the karka is owned by a guy. If you assume yesh kinyan la'akum beretz Yisrael afkiya miyad meiser and peya, etc. So then, even if the bala peros is a Yisrael, he would not have to be mafresh the peya. So that's why we're saying that the karka matters. Not that in order to be chayiv in peya, you have to actually own the karka, but the karka must be owned by someone who himself is a bar chiyuva. There's a further discussion in Rishonim when it comes to vidoy meisros. Rashi and the Rashbam are of the opinion that we should not have the word vidui in this brisa, in this Mishnah that we're quoting over here, which, by the way, we don't. It says peya bikurim, prusbol kinyan. So they say, yeah, tzedafka, we should not have the word vidui, because vidui that you say when you bring the maestros, that anyone who has peros is chayiv in maestro in the vidui, even if you're not the bala karka. In the vidui you say v'es ha'adama asher nasata lanu. So it sounds like you're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the land that He has given you. So that means Eretz Yisrael. Even someone who doesn't have his own karka, he and his avos are entitled to some portion of Eretz Yisrael. So you can say, "Adam Hashem nasata lanu," even if you don't own karka. Like by benching, it's more obvious. Asher nchalta lavoseinu. So that's obvious. But over here also, say Rashi and the Rishbam, it means like Asher nchalta lavoseinu. Adam Hashem nasata lanu. Tosfos and the Ramban disagree. They say that Rashi's correct that you shouldn't be gorisin in the Mishnah, but not for this reason. There's another reason not to be goris vidu in the Mishnah. That it's muchach in the Yerushalmi that the girsa was this way in the Mishnah, because Yerushalmi says, why didn't the Mishnah say vidoy meiser included in all these things that require dafka? So you see that the Yerushalmi is like Rashi, that they weren't goris vidoy in the Mishnah. But the Ramban and the Rashba say that the answer is a different answer. It has nothing to do with ownership of or lack of need for ownership of karka. Just one more point over here. We said that lichtav aleihem prusbul, that if someone owns karka, you can write a prusbul. Without the ownership of karka, you can't write a prusbul. Rashi in Maseches Gittin writes, and other Rishonim as well agree, that the reason you don't write a prusbul unless the lova has karka is because when Hillel was mesakin prusbul, he was only mesakin prusbul in a milva that's shchiach. That's a common situation where you would lend money. It is rare to lend money to somebody who doesn't own any karka, because if he doesn't even own any karka, so you're not so confident that he's going to be able to pay you back. So he always needs something to be somich on. So that's why he needs karka kolshu. That's how Rashi explains. However, other Rishonim understand differently, that they say that the karka becomes meshuba to the malva, so it's as if you took the karka as a mashkon, so it's not considered mechusar gavaina. Meaning, the whole idea that shmita should not cancel the loan is shmita does cancel the loan. What do you mean shmita should not cancel the loan? It must be that it has to be something that's not mechusar gavaina, that's not lacking some sort of collection. So as long as there's karka, it's ki'ilu, it's already collected, and that's the mechanism of prusbul according to several rishonim. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, about 8 lines into the page on kufnu namral v'kal hecha titani kol shu. Now let's start attacking the other term that we used. We said that a shchiv mira who's mishayer karka kol shehu, then the matan is kayim. So we already attacked the term karka. Now we're going to attack the term kol shehu. Any place that says kol shehu, does it not have a shiur? Doesn't mean any tiny amount? Vatnan, we have a mishra b'dosu ben arkinas omer chamesh rechelos gozuzos mana upras chayavos breish tagez. If you have 5 sheep that you're able to shear off a mana upras from each of them, it's chayiv in reish tagez v'chamor chamesh rechelos gozuzos kol shehein, and the chum say, no, kol shehu is good enough. V'amrin v'kama kol shehein, so we say, oh, how much is a kol shehu? What do you mean, how much is a kol shehu? I would say a kol shehu is whatever. You could take a little tiny piece of wool off of it. That's it. That's all you need. That's a kol shehu. No, amarav, manu pras v'vachiyu mechumashos. It has to be manu pras, provided that each of the animals is providing, each of the five animals is providing one-fifth of the total. So if you look at Rashbam, Amrav Manu Pras Bein Chameshtan Uvachi Mukhmashus Kalach Shish Metzemer Chomesh Shal Manu Pras. Each of the five has to be giving, has to be yielding one-fifth of a Manu Pras. Av Batzim Yachi Kaman Delei Se Dami. If it produces less than that, it's Ki'ilu, it doesn't exist at all. So says Gemara, no, hasam, so don't you see, the word Kol Shehu doesn't mean Kol Shehu, it means more than a Kol Shehu. So Hasam Bedinu Dlo Lisnei Kol Shehu. V'aydikam R'tan Kama Shiru Rabba Amar Yunami Shiru Zutra Karila Kol Shehu. The truth is, you're right, it shouldn't have said Kol Shehu over there, but since the Tanakama was giving this enormous shear of how much wool needs to be produced in order to be chayiv, okay, so we want to be extreme in the other direction, to be expressive that we're saying very different. So we use the term Kol Shehu, even though it doesn't really mean Kol Shehu in that context. It doesn't necessarily mean Kol Shehu. Now Tosfos over here writes that the shear of Rabban Rabbi Dosa, he says, I don't know where any of these shearim came from. Right? Tosfos writes in Dibra Maskel Manu Pras, shear de Rabban Rabbi Dosa, lo yadin minale. I don't know where in the Torah it says anything about anything like these shearim when it comes to Reishis Hageis. So Rabbi Chanan Kovit Shurim says, I don't understand what his kasha is. Where does it say anything about any of the shearim in the Torah? Where does it say they have to eat a kazayis and matzah in the Torah? Where does it say anything? Kosevus Hagasa Biyom HaKippur Shiurim are Halachal Moshe Misinai. That's the Gemara in a few places in Shas Masech Sukkah. Shiurim Chatzitzin Mechitzin Halachal Moshe Misinai. Good. So this shiur is also Halachal Moshe Misinai. It's not as popular a shiur as a Kazayus, but it's a shiur. It's a shiur in a Din Torah. So it should be Halachal Moshe Misinai. So Rabbi Zilberstein suggests maybe the hesitancy of Tosfos to list it as Halachal Moshe Misinai is based on what the Rambam writes in the Sakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, that when you have Perushim Mukubalim Pimosha, there ain't machlokes ben b'shum panim. You never have machlokes, you never have a discussion, someone saying, you know what, maybe an esrog is not an esrog, maybe an esrog is a watermelon. You never have such a discussion. The Gemara discusses, you know, all the remazim in the words pre-Eitz Hadar that it's referring to an esrog, Hadar v'ilanu mishana l'shana, etc. It has all of these different remazim, but it's not like, the Rambam says, it's not like anyone ever came to the Beis Medrash one day and challenged the idea that an esrog is an esrog. No one ever challenged the idea because it can't be. The Aramasar is strong. That's a perish amakubal of Moshe Misinai. So maybe the same is true when it comes to Shi'urim, and that's why Tosfos is bothered that it can't be that this is Halachal Moshe Misinai, because if it were Halachal Moshe Misinai, there would be no machlokas about it. The fact that there's a machlokas is what leads us to believe that perhaps it's not Halachal Moshe Misinai. You know, if it is Halachal, the Rav Zilberstein points out, L'chor be nafkamina l'maisa, whether it's Halachal Moshe Misinai or not, because when you measure out these shiurim, so what's the vart in this shiur? Is it that this is a shiur chashuv, this is a significant amount of wool that you could do something with, or is it that, no, this is just the shiur, it's whatever the din is, that this is the shiur. So if it's about the chashivus of the shiur, it would change l'fi ha-makom l'fi ha-zman, meaning based on where we are in history. If you were to take this exact shear, it would not be, you would not get a chashva amount. You couldn't do much with this this shear, because most of the time he says, I don't know, I don't know much about shearing sheep, but he says most of the time, most of the hairs are so short, they can't do anything with them. So most of it gets thrown away, but it would still be mistarif to the shear. So if it's halachal moshe misinai, it doesn't matter that you can't do anything with it. But if it's not halachal moshe misinai, then it should matter whether you could do something with it or not. Okay, so the Gemara further now, we're at the two dots, two lines before they get wide. So, Pshita, Amr Metaltuli Laplanya. If a person says, I'm giving my Metaltulin to Ploni, Kalmani Tashmishte Kani, Levar Michiti Usari. He's Kona everything, all of his Metaltulin, except for Chitim Usaorim. Kol Metaltuli Laplanya, if he says, I'm giving all of my Metaltulin to when we say, except for Chitim Usaorim, Rashbam points out, also not as behemos, that that's not included in his stam statement about metaltalin. But if he says kol metaltalin laplanya, afilu chiti yisaori. If he says all of my metaltalin, then even luchiti yisaori. Vafilu rechaim elyona kana levar mirechaim atachtona. Not only that, even the upper mill which you would take to fix it so it would sometimes be moved would be included, just not the rechaim atachtona, not the lower mill. Kol dimitaltel, if he says a slightly different lashon, anything that you are able to move, meaning that's not mechuber lekarka mamish, even though you may actually never move it, meaning your couches, for example, your refrigerator, you're able to move, but when do you move it? Cleaning for Pesach or something, you don't even have to move it then. So when do you actually move a refrigerator? When you move. You leave it now. You never actually move it when it needs to be fixed or something. So then, afilu rechayim atachtona kani. Then he's kani even the rechayim atachtona because it is something that is movable. Ibailu avda kemekarka o kemetaltel dami. What about an eved? Is he like karka or is he metaltelin? So as we pointed out before, that's a klutz kasha. Of course, an eved is like karka. Avadim ruhukshu lekarkaos. So says Rashbam avda kemekarkai. Obviously, we know that an eved is like karka, li'inyan shvua, v'kinyan bekesef, b'shtar b'chazaka, in terms of inishbon ala karkos, in terms of how you're kona, an eved is with the darke kinyanim that you'd be kona karka, because of b'shtar b'chazaka, d'kol midoraisa din b'karkai yesh lam. As far as any din doraisa, an eved has a din of karka, mivyas nachaltim, rechem achrechem, we learn from the pasuk. Avlinyan lashem b'nei adam, mikro. But maybe as far as when people speak, they refer to an eved as metaltali, not as karka. Do we assume that when you're giving a matana in your own lashon, lashon le'adam, you mean to include your avadim or not? So that's the shaila. So we're going to bring a couple of rayas. I'll bring you a raya. Hamochres hi'ir. If you sell an entire city, Machar batim shichanu ma'aros merchatzos beis habadin beis hashlachin. All the city institutions, the place of public works of that city, are included in the sale. Avalo as hametaltlin, but you're not selling the metaltlin of the city. Ubizman sha'amar hi v'kol mashe betocha. But if you add that I'm not only selling the city, I'm selling the city and all of its contents. Afilu ha'iba behema avadim arikul mechurin. Then behema and avadim are also included in the sale. So iam bishlam kimetaltlin dam. Me, if you say that an eved even b'lashon b'nei adam has a din of metaltelin, mishum hachi lo mezdavin bereisha. That's why it's not included in the sale of the city unless you add an extra phrase. When you just stam sell a city, it's not going to be included. Eliyamr kimekarkai dami amay lo mezdavin. But if you hold that an eved has a din of karka, why isn't he included just when you sell the city? The eved should be included. If the merchatzos are included, why not the eved? So it's karka. Velamai. So what do you want to say? What's the other option? Kimetaltel dami. You want to say that the eved is like metaltelin? Well, then my afilu. What would be the chiddush of saying afilu? Meaning, what do we say in the end? That the eved and kolma, the city and kolma shebetocha. Ooh, now you're even kona the eved. What's the chiddush? If eved is metaltelin, of course you're kona the eved. Why wouldn't you be kona the eved? Shiny metaltel denied me metaltel delonayid. No, you have to distinguish between that metaltelin which moves and that on its own, and that metaltelin which doesn't. I mean, this metaltelin that has a life force. It's not a coincidence that we said afilu, avadim, and behemos. They move on their own. They have a mind of their own, as opposed to regular metaltelin which does not. So then, once you're saying that afilu temeka mekarka dami, you could even say that it never has a din of karka generally, even in lashem le'adam, and shiny mekarka denayed, mi mekarka delo nayed. There's a difference between karka that moves and karka that does not move. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi Tashma, I'll bring you another raya, a second raya. Hakosev Yatza, Hakosev, what do we change the gears to? Kol Nechas of the Avdo. A person writes, all of his Nechasim is going to his Eved. Yatza Ben Chorin. So we quoted this Mishnah already earlier in the Daf. He is Yotze Ben Chorin. Shir Karka Kolshu, Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. If you leave over a Karka Kolshu, then he does not go Ben Chorin. Rabbi Shimon Omer Liolamu Ben Chorin Achiyomar Kol Nechas Nesunin Leploni Avdi, Chutz Meachan Miribo. He's always going to be a ben chorin unless you say I'm giving all my nechassim to my eved except for 1/10,000th of them. Who is the 1/10,000th? That's a reference to the Eved himself, like we said before. V'amar Avdimi bar Yosef, v'amar Blazar, asu metaltel in shiur etzel Eved, v'lo asu metaltel in shiur etzel Ksuba. So as we said before, metaltel is considered a shiur, it's considered something that's left out of the matana when it comes to an Eved, but we do not consider it a shiur when it comes to a Ksuba. V'amar le ravel Rav Nachman, mai taima, what's the reason to be mechalik between Avadim and Ksuba with regard to shiur, with regard to leaving out a metaltalin? So he explained, avda metaltalahu, and eved is metaltalin, umetaltalin, metaltala, havi shiur. So when the adon is leaving out of his shtar metana a little bit of metaltalin, it could be that he's leaving out the eved, because the eved is a little bit of metaltalin. But uksubasisha mekarkahu, uksubasisha, it itself is not karka, uksubasisha is typically only collected from karka, umetaltal the karka lavi shiur. But so therefore, in a way where he's writing all the metaltal, and that's not considered a shiur, or where he's writing chutz from a certain metaltal, and that's not considered a shiur, that would not cause a woman to be mevater on what's owed to her rightfully as part of that ksuba. So what do you see? That an eved has a din of metaltalin. So lechara, we should be poshet the whole suffek. What was our suffek? We know that an eved has a din of karka when it comes to dinei Torah. What about when it comes to lashon bnei adam? Good. Now we see that an eved has a din of metaltalin when it comes to lashon bnei adam. So Amar Lei, Ravashi says, Ravina, no, the reason the reason was not because also metaltalin shiur etzel eved is not because avadim are din of metaltalin. No, it's an entirely different reason why metaltalin are considered shiur by the eved. Anan mishum dlav krus gita masnina. It's an entirely different reason. When you're being meshacher and eved, it has to be a complete severance, much like a get isha, that you need davra kores ben olaveina by a get isha. You need something where you're not retaining any ties, where it's a complete severance of all ties. So when that's the chisaron in a shtar matana like that to an eved. It's not a full krisus. The eved needs to be meshacher with a shtar that the adon doesn't keep anything in. But if in the shtar the adon says, yeah, being makan you everything except for, as soon as there's an except for, you know, except for this metal, that's not a krisus. That's the problem. Not because an eved has a din of metal, nothing to do with having a din of metaltalin. So Amar Rav, second line from the top, Kufnun Ambez, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Chamisha, there are five situations where if someone gives a matana and there's a chilik between him giving all of his nechassim versus giving 99% of his nechassim. There are five situations where giving 99% of the nechassim is not going to be called really, is going to be different la'alacha. I shouldn't say not going to be called because sometimes it's a stronger matana, but it's not going to be called a full matana. What are they? Ve'eluay, and most of them are familiar to us already. Shchiv Meira, that's why this comes up over here. By a shchiv merav, he's meshayer karko kolshu. We've been discussing that even if he gets better, the matan is kayam. Avdo, which we've been discussing as well. Ishto, which we've been discussing as well, you give her a little bit of karka as you're giving all the rest of your nechassim to your yarshim, to your banim. Ubanav, when it comes to banav, and mavrachas, and when it comes to mavrachas, so the Gemara is going to explain each one. Shchiv mirah detnan shchiv mirah shkazu kol nechassim lachem mishir karka kolshu matanasa kayemes. By shchiv mirah we say explicitly that if you are mishayer a karka kolshu when you're giving this gift, so your matan is going to be kayim, even if you get better. You're not just giving it almanas to die, because then you wouldn't have kept anything for yourself. Lo shir karka kolshu, but if you're giving it all away, ain matanasa kayemes, then the matana is not kayim. Avdo ditnan, what's the case of Eved? Hakosev kol nechassim liavdo, yetze ben chorin. If you're right that you're giving all of your nechassim to your Eved, so then he's yotze ben chorin, he goes free. But, shir karka kolshu, lo yotze ben chorin. You leave out a little bit of karka from the matana, he doesn't go free, because what are you leaving out? You're leaving him out. And once you're leaving him out, so then he doesn't, not only doesn't he go free, he doesn't get anything either. Ishto, what's the case of Ishto? Damar Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Akosev kol nechassav liishto, lo asa la petropa. The case of Ishto is not the case of Ksuba, this is a case where you're writing all of your nechassim should belong to your wife, so the halacha is that she's only an apotropos. We assume that that's all you're doing, is you're making her an apotropos, you're not actually giving her everything. Banav, but it's only if it's kol nechassav. Banav, Ditznan, a kosiv kol nechas l'banav, a kosiv l'shul kar kolshu, of the ksubasa. The case of banav was the ksuba case that we've been talking about already, where you're giving everything to the banim, but you're leaving a karka kolshu for the wife, so that is enough for her to receive, that she has a smichas das, that she's going to be mochel the ksuba. Mavrachas, what is the case of mavrachas? Damar mar, mavrachas shricha shetichtov kol nechasel. Mavrachas is the following. Let's say a woman becomes an almana, and she has, she owns a lot. She owns a lot of real estate. She has, she's a wealthy woman. She's afraid as soon as she gets remarried, so now she risks losing it all to that husband. So she wants to be mavriach the nechasim from the husband. How is she mavriach the nechasim from the husband? Very simple. Before she gets remarried, she goes over to a third party and says, I'm hereby being makna, my nechasim to you. And that way the husband won't have any rights in those nechasim. Yeah, that's only if she writes kol nechaseha, all of her nechasim, ubekulu mita. So, but if she doesn't write all of her nechasim, then it's not so clear that she's being mavrachas. That's the umdina. She wouldn't give kol nechaseha as a real gift, and she'd be able to get that back. Ubekulu mitaltel avishir, and by all of these cases, mitaltlin is also a shir levar miksuba, except for by ksuba damakarki takin rabbanon mimitaltli lo tikun rabbanon. That the chacham more misaki, that a woman collects her ksuba only from karka, not from metaltalin, and therefore a shiur is only a shiur if it's in karka, not if it's in metaltalin. Amemar says that metaltalin, which is isnu beinayu, and which is be'en, is considered a shir. Says the Gemara, Amar. Now we're going to move on to discuss what exactly is the definition of nechasim in general, whenever we use the term nechasim. Now, maybe we'll just point out, once we're talking about being makna, all of your nechasim, and differences between when you leave out this or when you leave out that, there is a discussion in poskim. You know, if a person is mitzava machmas misa, the case was that the poskim discussed a guy decides that he's leaving his store and all of the contents of the store he's leaving to a certain person. So they want to know whether it's chal, even though the person who's receiving it doesn't know what's in the store, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira that if someone is makna l'chavero a davar she'inu mesuyam, something that's not clearly and easily defined, if it's even though you don't know the midah, the mishkal, but the minyan is, and the minyan is still would be kona if it's mino yodua. If it's not mino yodua, it's not kona. You don't even know what's involved, what's in there at all, then you're not kona. So if you say, you know, whatever is hidden behind door number 3 is yours, and the guy has no idea what's hidden behind door number 3, so then that is not a kinyan. There's no das for such a kinyan. Whatever's in this box, whatever's in this bag, that is not a kinyan, because he has no idea what's in there. That's like a masachik bakuvia. He has no idea what he's going to get, if he's going to get, so that doesn't count as anything. So in the Sefer Lechem Rav, he suggests that the Rambam is only talking about when the kona doesn't know what's in the bayis, what's in the chanus. But if you know what he has there, then he's going to be kona, even though you didn't specify exactly what's in there. And he says, based on that, you can understand why the Rambam says, Homer l'chavero, animoch l'chol nechasai kona hakol. That if you say, I'm being makni all of my nechasim, he's kona everything, based on our sugya. We go through all these prate dinim of shiur and smichas das, when you're makna kol nechasim l'acherim, we never mention, what if the guy has no idea what he's getting? Is that, would that ruin the whole kinyan? So the assumption is no, that does not ruin the entire kinyan. When you say, I'm giving you everything, then you need not know what everything means. You need not know everything that's in there. So you may be considered to have a smichas das of the kona. There's a tshuva in Rabbi Kiva Eger where he discusses someone who sells his chametz. A lot of people do this way, and he doesn't identify all of the places where he has chametz. He just says kol chemtzo. So someone wanted a paskin that the mechira is not chal, and he's not getting enough from the chametz because it's not a davar mesuyam, that exact issue. And Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. He says it's like saying kol nechasai mechurim lach, where wherever it is, whatever it is, it's perfectly fine, and it's going to be, the kinyan is going to be chal. Okay, so B'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the definition of nechasim and 8 different things that might be included in that generic term nechasim.